Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, back on the show. Bill is a retired leader of the entire business school at Temple University. He's one of the leading economists on the planet. He's our economist, small business economist. He's also NFIB's chief economist, and has been now for a long time. His index of small business optimism is legendary, as is he, and he's our good friend, Bill Dunkelberg. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you. It's good. Yeah, you can even get us on the Bloomberg. We have a screen there.
I know. It's great. Congratulations on that. And
it's everywhere.
Like the chicken man, right? Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
You and I've been tracking you've been tracking with me the NFIB's index. You've been gracious enough now for coming up on 21 years to meet with me once a month to give us their new report. So I've got quite a record here of keeping up with what you guys are doing, and you're polling of small business owners every month for almost a half a century. And January was the complete opposite of the first 3 years of the Trump administration. I mean, it's like we're back to Obama era numbers. What do you think?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, during the Obama period, the index never got above its 45 years, then got above its average. So we were below average for that whole period of time. And then, of course, a brand new record was set shortly after Trump was elected. Surge in optimism started in the week after, since we get surveys in continuously through the month, we were able to see the incredible jump in optimism that happened when people found out that Trump had been elected. So we saw it get way up to 108, and of course now we're sitting at 95, 3 points below the long run average, and it's not great. Could be better, but you know what good news did our small business people get in November or December? Or January.
Yeah. That's the thing. Even with and you would think with a new PPP round being reality during the January polling, you would think that would have held it up a little bit, but it didn't.
Yeah, it might some. Most of you know a lot of our people are planning to go back and take a second dip, and a lot of people who didn't do it on the first round are planning to go in and get one of those PPP loans. That's good. That certainly will help them, but I don't know, you know, if that's going to really make them feel optimistic. I mean, the real problem in the survey was a crash in the expectations about the business sector,
right,
6 months from now, and in expected real sales. I mean, they don't see anything good happening. And of course, if you don't think the economy is going to be good, and if you don't think sales are going to be good, what happens to hiring and what happens to capital spending? And you know, they don't do well.
Well, that's exactly right, and it must be said that the elements of the Biden promises, his various promises, when small business owners hear some of those things, even if it doesn't sound exactly like a small business issue, they know which ones connect to their bottom line. And declaring war on our energy independence in America, they know that's going to cost them money on many levels, don't they?
Right. And, you know, you've got a whole bunch of changes in regulations. A lot of the deregulations from the Trump administration are being reversed by the Biden administration, and of course,
yep,
that all trickles down into their into their work a day. So we expect to see taxes rise in the measure of what's the most important problem, as well as regulatory costs. Those are going to rise again after taking a nice long tumble under the Trump administration.
Our friend Wayne Cruz with Competitive Enterprise Institute, one of the leading experts on regulations in the world, Bill, said he's taught us over the years that the cost of regulations on a business is greater than their income tax.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
And therefore, when Trump made his edict that for every new regulation you got to get rid of two, and we reported on how that actually came to pass in over 3 years, you can't underestimate how much of a positive impact that kind of regulatory attitude has on Main Street.
Yeah, leadership. It's called leadership.
That's exactly right. We'll take a quick break. 22, right back with our good friend Dr. Bill Duckerberg. Stay with us. You make the
younger mom cry. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.